The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Here's a show you've all been waiting for. Let's be honest. Who Wears Pants? A comedy series that shows a lesbian's perspective within the LGBTQ community world.
Hello, ladies and gentlewomen. Welcome to the second episode, Red Flags. My name is DJ Gale, and I'll be your host. This isn't your typical podcast because stuff is about to get real. As I mentioned in my first episode, a stereotype of lesbians is that they hate men. But I want to elaborate more on that. Men can be huge horn dogs and always want to stick it into something whatever chance they get. This is not always true. It's just a common thing for women to experience bad interactions with men. I do want to stress it is rare to find men that don't. Let me tell you a story. A while back, during summer break, I was working at a temporary full-time job. At first, I would work during the day, then eventually I would be working the graveyard shifts. As a 5'2" young woman, it can be a little scary, even though I know how to throw a punch. There was this man who was tinier than me and seemed harmless. He was kind of new, but seemed like he knew what he was doing at the job. He would drink a lot, though. Maybe a crackhead. I don't know. But on my very first graveyard shift, I was left all alone. My manager stressed to me that there was a coworker that would help me out to make my first night easier. I felt relieved that I would have some help. For some reason, past 12 a.m., people have no filter. This man came over to me and straight up asked me, at 12 a.m. pretty much, "Do you want to hook up?" I was shocked. I laughed at this tiny man and said, "No, I'm good. Nice joke, though." I didn't really think of it, anything of it, and I went back to my job, but immediately my fight or flight came in and I got scared. I went outside, had a smoke. Business was dead at this point. He proceeded to follow me, said he was sorry. He followed me outside, said he was sorry, and that's why I wouldn't get with him. I understood someone would feel insecure, be turned down. So I said, "I'm gay, dude. I mean, look at me." Bro, I was so disgusted. You know what he said? "That's cool. I don't care." "Huh?" I said, "No, dude. I'm gay. I like women. And I like everything about a woman's body. How more graphic do I need to get? Do I need to spell it out to you that I'm a lesbian?" I was so close to punching him, but there's cameras. I wasn't about to get trouble for assault, even though I felt unsafe. I mean, I had no one else there. What was I supposed to do? I should have told him so many dirty things. There were so many things I wanted to tell him, but I didn't. What good is that going to do? So, reasonable me, I left it alone. Figured I would be okay because my fiance was my assistant manager. By the way, no one knew we were together, obviously, because that would get my fiance fired. I waited until my shift was over, went home, and told her probably like 5 a.m. in the morning because that's when I got home. She got so mad, I saw murder in her eyes. I knew she wanted to beat him up, but she couldn't because she would get arrested. The best thing she could do is to tell the general manager the next day. He made us believe that he would handle it. But That wasn't the case. He made me come to the store and write down my complaint. I don't think he believed me or that something would happen like this, because this had never happened in his 10 years of managing. Well, I'm sorry, dude. It happened. The worst part, though, he was a gay man and had a husband, so I assumed he would be very understanding. He never fired the weird, tiny man. He still kept him on just to make sure he wasn't working the same shift as I was, or if he was, make sure someone else was working as well. Okay. We couldn't be alone together, me and the tiny man. Great solution, right? Well, my shifts were written on the board, so tiny man would know when I would have my shifts. He would come in when I was working alone because I had no one there with me. So I eventually quit for obvious reasons. I don't want to believe that all men suck, but most do. I don't exactly know why they are like that, and I wish they could be better. You know what? Women suck too, but not all of them, obviously. When it comes to figuring out a woman for you lesbians, I will point out all the red flags so you can pick the right one for you. First, and number one red flag, she's still talking to her ex. And I will stress, she is not over her ex. Doesn't matter if they're best friends now. She has history with her ex. She had a whole relationship with her ex. She had baggage with her ex. In some shape or form, she is one ticket away from going back to her ex. Hey, she could be having, hooking up with her ex right now. Whenever a lesbian is still in contact with her ex, there will always be drama, no matter what. As a lesbian, exes are part of most of our lives. They just are. Yet, there are times when boundaries are not respected that indicate the ghosts are still inappropriately close. For example, she has pictures of her ex all over her house, or she's too busy for you, but drops everything for her ex. Don't ever associate with a lesbian that still talks to her ex. Please. Block her immediately. It's not worth it. If she spends most of the time talking rather than listening to you, she can very much be a narcissist. And we all know how narcissists are. They seem so charming and later come with a bunch of baggage that will cause you a bunch of trauma. 3. If she has no friends and wants to spend time with you 24/7, that is another red flag. Eventually, when she gets comfortable, she will do whatever it takes to keep you in a cage or maybe murder you. Worst case scenario, like the show You on Netflix. I love that show. You should check it out if you haven't already. If the girl you're into eventually makes you hate yourself and you don't like who you've become, please take the strength and leave. Relationships should never cause us to lose things, such as friends, health, sleep, a sense of who we are. In my past toxic relationship, I found myself in a place where I didn't like who I became. I became toxic myself. I almost didn't recognize myself. We all have some sort of type, right? If you have been dating more than one person over time, do you realize that they all can be a little similar but never end up working out? It's because we choose the people we are used to. Our minds tell us this is what we're attracted to after any sort of previous relationship drama. if she kinda acts or looks like your ex, or any ex, do not pick her. Previous relationship didn't work for a reason. Right? I don't know. It's all speculation here. We may think that we can do things better this time. Every first date is a fresh start. Don't screw it up by living in the past. Another red flag is if she's wearing a wedding ring. Before I get any backlash, I know that there are people who are interested in open relationships. I even heard that these open relationships work out great for them. But if she didn't tell you that she was married before you agreed to go on a date with her, she might not be honest with her spouse either. Drama is about to happen because the truth comes out sooner or later. You might get murdered. If she's flirting with someone else right in front of you, that's another red flag. Oh, also, if you do get with someone that has a wedding ring, you know, you could get murdered. You could get your house burned down. Any worst case scenario, you never know what's going to happen. Some people are natural born flirts. I get that. It's actually human nature to flirt in certain situations, at least to some extent. But if she is constantly flirting with any woman she sees, she will cheat. She likes to go around and isn't ready for a relationship. She is just not into you seriously. I do think she is. She may like being around you or hooking up with you, but she does not want only you. If she can't help but flirt with those around you, time is not going to fix this. She's always going to be a flirt. And you will always wonder if she has some side action going on. Yes, it is true. Most lesbians don't like bi women. I want to remind you that bi women, in my opinion, are equally amazing people and shouldn't be discriminated based on stereotypes that have been given to them, because every person is different no matter what. But beware. I will be explaining the graphic opinions. The typical lesbians think bi women are crazy. Bi women can never settle down with one individual. As soon as a lesbian breaks up with a bisexual, the bisexual will automatically get with a man. So typical, right? Let me tell you my personal experience. So, in a past relationship, I was told she was a lesbian from the start, and 2 years later, I find that my ex, she was cheating on me with the opposite gender. It wasn't just with one man. I was so confused. And eventually when we broke up and things, I asked for an explanation because it was making me crazy how she could just do that. I mean, being lied to the whole relationship that she was a lesbian kind of made me insecure, and that she would just go to the opposite gender more so than the same gender. She pretty much said that she wasn't attracted to girls that way anymore, and I didn't please her, and she was bored. I guess she had a bisexual awakening or a straight girl awakening. I don't know. I was just a phase. Maybe. She was an interesting character for sure, and I could do a whole episode on everything that was wrong about her. Maybe. I will, just for the fun of it. Funny thing is, She thought I would like men from the get-go. But, honey, who's the fake lesbian here? The truth always comes out.